We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. I didn't bring my lunch today. Let's see what Chyla brought. Oh, hummus. Is there a cookie in there, too? I would like a cookie.
I think we're at that phase of Omicron where you're not supposed to share hummus with coworkers. I think that's what Fauci said specifically. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. What's happening in the world? Pay close attention.
All right. I could spend time telling you about the SAG Award nominees, but right now, nobody cares about award shows anymore. So let's talk about Dave Grohl's new horror movie trailer instead.
Hell yeah.
The movie is called Studio 666. The trailer just came out, and here's a piece of it.
Foo Fighters, you gotta get me a record.
It's our 10th album. We gotta break the mold on this one.
Let's go.
Let's go somewhere we've never been.
This place is amazing.
Do you guys get this overwhelming sense of death? Doesn't really seem like the right fit.
Whoa, that's rad.
That was weird.
The sound of this house is the sound of album 10.
So it's a comedy horror movie based on true events. So the album that they just released in the last year, they worked on in a house that they believed to be haunted. The latest studio album was in this, like, they recorded it in this house that was built in the 40s, and according to Dave Grohl, it had these weird, strange vibes. They would often leave the house and return to, like, weirdly untuned instruments. Some of the tracks that they recorded would be missing, or there would be new tracks. There was other kind of weird technological phenomena that were unexplained, so the band decided, hey, why don't we use this weird experience to make even more money? And everyone's gonna see the movie, of course. It comes out February 25th, and I'm already seeing showings at the Grove. I mean, you can buy tickets right now to Studio 666.
Very excited about that, Dave Grohl. You think that's scary? You should hear what we have to deal with here in the studio here.
And now, a word from Allie's Cankle.
See?
We're angry.
That's scary. I mean, you want to talk about real fear. We have
same talking, budget on the trailer.
Talking Cankles here.
By the way.
Yeah, you've got a haunted record studio. We've got talking Cankles in this place.
Okay, LA is having another COVID moment, obviously. We got the official request to postpone any non-essential gatherings until further notice. That old sing-song. The other official announcement that was made is that they are promising to crack down on the many COVID scams, the COVID test scams that people like Klein are falling victim to.
I haven't fallen. You guys are the worst.
You did a COVID test from a man in a tracksuit who put your swab into his pocket and walked away.
You think that's legit?
Okay. When he put it directly into his pocket, I did question if it was going to give me an accurate result.
When he used the Q-tip then to clean out his own ears, it was a bit of a red flag.
But the guy did walk out of a place that said pharmacy on the door. I wasn't allowed to go into the place, but it did. It was written on the door pharmacy.
In crayon?
No. With an F?
Yeah, with an F, the way you spell pharmacy. Well, what are you, it's one of you weirdos. Yeah, the guy, so whatever. I paid the guy cash. He didn't accept credit card. So what? You think that was a phony one?
Yeah. If they accept cash only.
I got another.
Also, COVID tests are free, you dum-dum.
Yeah, well, sometimes the line for the free ones was very long, and you need to get results quickly.
You got to go to the scammers, I know.
Hey, one time early in this thing, I went to someone that was dressed like a nurse and gave me a COVID test in a parking lot, and then when she turned around, she had sorority letters on the butt of her nurse uniform. She wasn't even wearing a real nurse outfit. I thought she was a nurse from the front, from the back. She was just wearing
that could have been a new Omicron variant.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was like Delta Phi or whatever on the back.
Delta Cron. I know that house.
Well, the other thing is that people are now they're buying tests that say positive on them so that they can call off work and get paid leave.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Where are these?
That's great.
Yeah. Omar, I'll send you the link.
Well, remember, Allie, remember, people were going to buy, they wanted you to give them pregnancy tests for the same reason, not to get off work.
Yeah, I got no bites on that, by the way. People just wanted my used panties.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's always that. It doesn't matter what you try to sell.
It just always goes back to the used panties, and I'm like, all right.
You can try to sell, like, a bicycle on Craigslist. It was like, have you ever sat on that bicycle in underwear? Because I'd like to buy the underwear more than the bicycle.
I know, and then they send follow-up emails. They're like, just wanted to let you know, I'm still available to buy your used panties.
Right, but Allie's like, excuse me, I'm a reputable businesswoman selling used pregnancy tests.
Okay.
Get it straight.
Okay, so there is a new trend prediction for 2022 that is quickly coming up. If you were a fan of the dad bod trend, say hello to the mom bod trend. That is what they predict will be a big thing.
False news. Allie's attempting to make that because now she's a mom, almost a mom.
Oh, she's trying to spin it her way.
Trying, of course, typical. Yep. Fake news, fake news.
Excuse me, I'm reading it right here an illegitimate website.
From
stretch
what?
Marks, from cellulite, journal? And a little bit of sagging are now the new sex symbols of 2022.
0.0% chance that is true.
Whatever. It is true. I follow a lot of moms and stuff now on Instagram. They're showing off their imperfections and being proud of them, and that's a good thing. We should embrace that in this world.
I'm not saying there's not something beautiful about that whole thing. Not for me necessarily, but I'm not saying there's not something beautiful about it.
Yeah, but sorry, go ahead.
Dad bod is not just being sloppy. Dad bod usually means you have a little muscle tone, but you also just happen to have kind of like a bit of a gut.
Oh, I think dad bod is also a sham. Nobody likes a dad bod. Like, are you going to choose a dad bod over somebody who has got ripped six pack abs?
Yeah.
I've got a six-pack ass.
If you got six asses, I'm in, too.
That's it. That is one of those things, though, that you feel like we've all grasped. We like to believe it. It's one of those things we tell ourselves.
Yeah,
I think guys can get away with having crappier bodies than women.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah,
oh, maybe in media, maybe like that.
Yeah.
But trust me, a guy is just—he is not even thinking like about the body and stuff. Like, especially when it comes down to sexy time.
No, he's thinking about the hops in his craft beer.
Oh, and he's just delicious.
Okay, but dad bods are cool to cuddle with.
Oh, so June. Are mom bods, June.
Okay, sure. I've never cuddled with that. But June. All right.
Well, you're gonna cuddle with mine.
June, are you a gut slut? Are you a fan of the fat man?
It just depends. Like, it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
You want soft and squishy, or you want, like, a hard belly like mine in a guy?
I've had both, and both are fine.
You know what's interesting about this entire conversation? Nothing. No.
is that we're all just trying to feel better about our bodies.
Is that once a term gets put out there, like dad bod or mom bod, the reason it doesn't, like Omar's right, is because what happens is then some guy that's 550 pounds goes, I've just got a bit of a dad bod. And you're like,
I think,
you know, like on dating sites, athletic, like all the terms got shifted,
right? If you could
right?
be on a show because of your weight, then no, I don't think you can say dad bod or mom bod.
If you use a forklift to get off your couch, I don't think you can go with dad bod or mom bod. But Allie's saying, and this is where the story began, is that 2022 will be the year of the mom bod.
Well, and
what was it, 2018 was like...
That was the dad bod.
Well, Leonardo
DiCaprio kind of started.
That's what it was. A picture
it was him
of
on the beach.
It was him on his private island, surrounded by a bunch of beautiful women, and he just happened to show like he had a little bit of a stomach.
He was like schlubbing it, and he had a tan line.
And everyone was like, whoa, this must be the new trend. And then
he's like, I don't care. I'm Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. And that's where the point is, it's not about the dad bod. It's
not a dad.
It's the Leonardo DiCaprio bod, mm-hmm. which means... doesn't matter what he looks like, he's going to be sexy because he's Leonardo DiCaprio and people like him. That's what I'm saying.
So you find him sexy no matter what?
I'm speaking for women, Allie.
Uh-huh.
Someone's got to speak for women on the
show. Do you like Leonardo DiCaprio's moves? You'd suck on his moves.
That's right. I would.
And his six asses.
Give me life. Hey, where'd you go? Where'd you go? How far did you go? That is the question. Where did you go? How far did you go? If you went on a date recently, want to ask you some questions. More importantly, where did it end up? Where'd you go? How far did you go?
Yeah, did you suck on some moobs?
That is your chance.
You suck the moob, Kala.
Call the show now. 800-520-1067. Just for playing with us, we will
give you some
up.
Of my breast milk.
No, we're not. We're going to do something better. We're going to give you $100 worth of free tacos from Del Taco because we got them for you. Might as well give them to
some
you.
Breast milk.
So that could be date number two, 800-520-1067. We'll get into that after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.